Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 79, AMC, Wojak, and Friends. So Wojak is this character. The YouTube channel is Zero Budget Stories. It's on YouTube, and it's Zero Budget Stories is the channel. And Wojak and his friends, Zoomer and Boomer, these are these characters. I don't know if you've seen them in memes and stuff, and you may already know this. Some of you may already know this, but I just sort of discovered it this past week. And they're these, you know, people investing in crypto, and the drawings, they're these, you know, white and black drawings, very basic, you know, figures. They look a little weird. They almost kind of look like ET-ish a little bit, with the way their heads are and stuff. But they, you know, they're investing in, you know, crypto and the stocks, and sometimes they win, sometimes they, most of the time they lose. And they have these, you know, the big rich whales that are, you know, always, you know, out to get them. The Bogdanovich, I think, these French twins, that were sort of famous and have kind of odd looking faces. Anyway, they're always dumping stuff on them and suckering them in. Anyway, it was pretty amusing. And, you know, it's been kind of a tough time, you know, for AMC and Sheeb. And these little videos, you know, help make me smile. So maybe they'll help you too. So check out Zero Budget Stories on YouTube and hang out with Wojak and his friends. And maybe it'll make you feel a little better about your situation. So let's talk about the situation with AMC and with SHIB. You know, it hasn't been a particularly good run right now for either of them. And, you know, it's unfortunate. AMC, you know, I still feel it's pure manipulation. And I don't know. I mean, you know, I talked about the claw game. And you think you're going to win. You think you're going to win. And then you realize you can't win. The game is rigged. How are you going to win, you know, win the thing, right? And I don't know, to be honest with you. I really don't. Everybody, you know, kind of says, oh, we're close. We're close. We're getting there. This is a good sign. This is happening. And it never happens. And I'm not trying to spread FUD or anything. I'm just being realistic. The thing about Ken Griffith going out and buying the Constitution for like $43 million or whatever it is. Remember when he had to sell like his Miami condo or his apartment in Miami, and it was below the market price for that, and everybody was like, oh, he's trying to get money. You don't go spending $43 million for a few sheets of paper, right? If you've got money trouble or you're worried about money, you know, you either genuinely aren't worried about it, or you're putting up a front, you know, to show that, oh, well, look at me. Why would I be in trouble if I'm spending $43 million on a copy of the Constitution? You know, everything's fine. Or if you're in trouble with people that have loaned you money or whatever, and they see you going off and, you know, buying the Constitution like that, a copy of it, that, I don't know, you know, so it's sort of unsettling to watch him do that. And maybe it was done to do that, to give you an unsettling feeling, to put it in your face. So that wasn't much fun. And then watching the price, you know, gosh, it was almost at 43, you know, knocking on the door 43, and then bang, right down to 38. And, you know, went up a little bit. That's always fun. You know, it's a fun way to go into Thanksgiving. But, you know, It's so funny, because I want to talk about Sheeb in a minute, and all these other plays that I've gotten into, whether it's Sheeb or Virgin Galactic or even GameStop, you know, I always end up getting out of them and just sticking to AMC. You know, AMC is my play, and I just have a comfort level with AMC because I know in the end, the whole point, the premise behind this play is the shorts have to cover. And with these other plays, there's the fix isn't in for us, you know. No one has to cover their shorts on Sheeb, right? It is what it is, and that's kind of the scary thing. So that was just something that just kind of came along for me. I originally, it was the Doge. When AMC was going to accept Doge, I went out and I bought $50 worth of Doge to sort of celebrate the you know, the relationship. And that didn't really turn into much, but at least it got me involved in crypto a little bit. And while I was first then involved, people were talking about SHIB, and I thought, all right, well, maybe I'll put $50 in a SHIB. And it worked out. It went up to 30. It went, the first day I was invested in it, I got in at 23, and it went to 35 that night. And I thought, oh, this is nice. I like this. Of course, it went right back down to 23, but it got me involved. And then, of course, you know, a few weeks later, it went crazy and went up to 80. And I remember, you know, talking to a friend. He's like, you know, you need to take profit. I'm like, yeah, I'll take profit. And I didn't. You know, I'm an AMC ape. I hold. And then it went from 80 to 70 to 60. And you know, hung out in the 50s for a while to the point where I felt comfortable. Like, you know what? I'm going to take out, you know, a little bit more of a position on this. So I took out a second position on it in the 50s. And then, of course, it started to go down from there. And the problem then is, you know, once I kind of start losing money on this, I say, hey, that's money I could have invested into AMC. I think if it's making money or if it's profitable, you know, that's one thing. But, you know, once it starts losing money, you know, I hate to, you know, feel like if AMC ever rips and you say, wow, I could have had, you know, 5 more shares or something if I had put that money into AMC instead of, you know, it being where it's at. And you're selling those shares for, you know, $1,000, $10,000, you know, $50,000 a share. And meanwhile, you know, you had these other, you know, your money was stuck in this other spot, you know, that wasn't doing anything. So I kept my first position in SHIB that I had that I originally took out, but I ended up pulling back and cashing out, you know, the second position that I had taken. Just because I wanted to keep as much of that money as I could. And that way, if SHIB goes low enough, if it goes back into the mid-30s, then I can buy that position back and buy those, you know, those coins back and, you know, maybe a little bit more. But it was just too much of a distraction for me with AMC to, you know, be constantly worrying about SHIB at this point. And, you know, I've got my first position. I'll let that ride. And, you know, whatever happens with that, you know, happens. But the second one, you know, I was a little nervous about, and that's why I ended up cashing out. And just, you know, I don't know if I'll invest it in AMC or not, or put it back in a SHIB if it gets to, you know, a price that I'm comfortable with. But it was not easy because I saw it going down. You just, you know, even I can look at the chart and see this thing trending downward. And even though it would try to go up a little bit, it was just that, you know, it would go right back down. It would go up a little bit and then it would go back down. And, you know, after a while, I just said, that's it. It's getting to the point where, you know, I'm going to be losing money on it. And I can't do that, not with AMC. I just rather have the AMC shares or just have that cash back in reserve in case we need it. And we don't have to cash an AMC share out. We have this other cash that we can use. So that was hard. You know, it was hard making that decision. It's hard because I know, you know, I could go check SHIB and could just see, you know, it's, you know, skyrocketed. You know, who knows when and why these things do what they do. But for me right now, it looks like it's tied in with Bitcoin and, you know, Doge. Those are both down. And so SHIB's also down. They're not always tied together. And you could take some comfort in that Doge is probably going to go back up. People are talking about Doge going to, you know, $100,000, and it could. And I imagine, you know, it would take the crypto market with it a little bit, I'm thinking. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. My point is this, though. I know any day I could look at that chart and see it, you know, the straight line up. And then I'd be just like one of, you know, Wojak and his friends, where you're just like, ah, you know, going crazy that you would, why did I sell? Why did I get out of that second position? My feeling is this. I think there's going to be two periods of acceleration for SHIB, and unfortunately it didn't happen, you know, when I wish they did when it was initially running. The first is when Robinhood lists it, even though I think that's losing some momentum because it's taking so long, if ever they're going to list it. I imagine they're kind of waiting for the wallet to come out, and when the wallet comes out, they'll have it on there. It's kind of the excitement for launching their wallet. That's my only guess, and I think that's going to be in January. So who knows? And then the other one is if AMC you know, squeezes, I think a lot of people are going to take their profits and put it into crypto. And, you know, I think Bitcoin will go up. I think Doge will go up. And I think, you know, hopefully Shiba Inu and Ethereum will go up as all this new money starts to go into, you know, crypto. But I also think, you know, Lou talked about this, that crypto is going to might take a hit, you know, in the near future. And if these, you know, hedge funds get liquidated, right? Well, imagine a lot of their holdings could be in crypto, right? One, they take money out to cover stuff and pay for stuff, whether it's Tesla going down or something else. But, you know, if they get liquidated, you know, Bitcoin, all these things could go dramatically down. And if you're holding it, that's going to hurt you because it's going to go down on you. But however, if you were looking to buy, you know, when these things are low, like that's a good time to get in. And then hopefully if that AMC squeeze money starts pouring in, you know, they'll go right back up. But those I think are the two, you know, big periods. I know also for Shiba, they're supposedly going to get to 1 million holders in the near future. Sometimes I hear they have, and sometimes I hear it's still, you know, a few days away maybe. And when it loses that zero, whether that's when it's listed on Robinhood or the AMC squeeze, but that when it loses a zero, that should build momentum and hype as well. As people want to get in before it loses, you know, another zero maybe. So I still think there's hope for Shiba. I still have, you know, my main majority position. It's just that, you know, I took out a smaller position when it was in the 50s and thinking that it was going to be holding and maybe any day Robinhood would announce it. When that didn't happen and it started going down, I said, you know what, I can't, you know, honestly, I can't. It was just too distracting for me. So I ended up getting out of that position. As for AMC, I know there's been a lot of drama with a lot of the influencers and YouTubers, and, you know, I still watch all of them. But yeah, these guys, you know, Trey Trades was honest about it, and Matt Kors came forward finally, you know, and said they make hundreds of thousands of dollars, like 600, I think they said around $600,000 each, about that, give or take, don't quote me on that, but it's significant, just off YouTube. So whether AMC squeezes for them or not, they've done quite well. And it's kind of like the situation where there's a gold rush. There's the people trying to get rich, trying to find the gold. And then there's the people trying to get rich by selling, you know, the miners or the you know, all the equipment they need to try to look for the gold. And, you know, I think that's what Matt and Trey, they develop their brands and develop their channels. And, you know, people aren't required to give them super chats, you know. They, you know, if they want to give them money, they can give them money. That's up to people. You know, I don't think they're really, you know, running scams or have anything to be too ashamed about. I've seen some of the, you know, we all have seen those commercials on YouTube, and a lot of that stuff seems pretty suspect. But I don't see them as that. And, you know, some people can be critical of them, but I don't think nobody's really required to give them. I watch them all the time. I've never given Matt Kors anything or really any of the YouTubers. I've never donated anything to any of the YouTubers. I think maybe after the fact, you know, if this works out, I'll certainly go back. But right now, if I have any extra money to give to them, I'm going to buy a share of AMC with it. You know, sorry, that's just the way it is. I did give money to the Ape documentary, so I did donate to that. And hopefully that'll be, you know, worthwhile endeavor. But, you know, I know it's been a hard time for AMC. You know, we sort of had this period where in the, you know, 41, 42, and we just keep getting knocked down again and again. And there's just nothing fun. You know, it's another day at the office for us. We're sort of used to it at this point. But it is frustrating. It's supposed to frustrate you. And, you know, it's not much fun, you know, when it happens. And, you know, it's hard for me because I, in a way, I had to kind of give up on Shiba a little bit. And it was hard watching it go down. But what does that tell you that, you know, Shiba goes, you know, it's hard. I couldn't deal with Shiba and crypto. Yet I have a huge and much bigger investment in AMC, and yet I still hold that. And it you know, yeah, it's certainly concerning, but it's there. I don't panic like I did with Virgin Galactic and even GameStop. When I got into GameStop, I traded some of my AMC shares for GameStop shares, and that drove me crazy. So I ended up changing them back. I think I just get too stressed out over it. And it's just too much stress for me. And that's why I wanted to, you know, pull back on my Shiba position And some of it, I actually did buy some AMC shares with it. I had, you know, I have different accounts with my Shiba Inu coin, and one of the, I had a smaller one, so I just converted that into AMC stock. Some of them are straight up crypto sites, so you can't buy stocks on them. But one I could, so I did that. So I don't know, you know, we'll see. I still have a good, you know, position on SHIB. So if it does skyrocket, at least I have my original position. You know, I could have had more, but, you know, that's okay. You have to do what you have to do. And, you know, as we get close to Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for, you know, who knows? I'm thankful for, you know, people listening to this podcast. I'm thankful for that, you know, AMC hasn't gone into the 20s, that, you know, it's still hanging in there and, you know, giving us hope. I know we're fighting a lot, and I really hope it works out for us. And I know it's tough, but, you know, hang in there. I'm trying to hang in there too. It's just such a, you know, just unfortunately, it just seems like such a corrupt system. And I don't know. Sometimes I really wonder, you know, what's going to happen. You know, is it just one day something's going to, you know, pop on this, you know, hedge fund is just, you know, not going to be able to keep up. And you'll see it every once in a while. We've seen that where it just, you know, bang goes, you know, goes on one of those runs, which is awesome. And I'm hoping that's what will happen, but it just seems so corrupt that I don't know, you know, it's very hard. But I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving if you're in, you know, the United States. I know the rest of the world doesn't quite do Thanksgiving like we do, but around the rest of the world, I hope, I hope you have a good time too, as we go into the holiday season here. And you know, let's hope for good luck for AMC, and we'll see what happens. And I will talk to you on the next episode of the AMC Stock Story.